So let's take a minute to talk about personal counseling services that your team offers. How does that work?
Yeah, so we're a staff of two. So there is myself and my colleague, Alon Richards. And because there's just two of us and we're kind of a small department, we're only able to offer what we call short-term therapeutic support. And so what that would mean is if a student would reach out to us and make us aware of a particular need or challenge that they would seek counseling for, we would make kind of an initial assessment of the depth of service most appropriate for that student. And if that need could be met with us, that's always, you know, first choice, certainly because it is free and it's just easy. We're right here on campus. But if we and the student together sort of mutually come to that decision that the services and support that they need are a little bit more intense or would last for a longer duration, then we are also here and ready to help that student connect with the appropriate resources in the community, because that process is not easy. We're very aware of that, and just accessing the mental health system can be difficult and challenging and a little intimidating. And so we always make a point to share with our students that we are here to help to the extent that they want us to help. We are happy to make phone calls and reach out and check availability. So we're here the whole way, and we always are firm believers in what we call a warm handoff. And so if the student ends up being served best outside of HCC, we will help them get there.
That's great. And I believe I read somewhere that you guys offer individual and small group sessions. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, we do, and we're hoping to really get back in the groove of small groups. As with everything else, the pandemic put a little bit of a wedge on some of our plans, but prior to that, and we're hoping to get back to that now, is offerings for small groups. And each semester, we would kind of change the focus for what that would be about, what type of support or skill building or wellness opportunity that could be. So that is something that you can be on the lookout for, that those will be coming back very soon.
That's great. Another question about costs, I'm sure people, because it's kind of a different realm on the counseling side. What would that cost be to students?
That would still be free. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and we do a good job trying to reach out and let you know when things are coming up so you can kind of plan for that and make time to join us, because we realize your schedules are just as busy as ours, and we try to be mindful of students' time. But yeah, so it just basically means sign up and come, and we try to make it as easy as possible. No cost involved again.
That's amazing. I just love that. I just love it.